We're excited that the 37th Greater Lafayette Holocaust Remembrance Conference is coming up. There are all sorts of activities that are available. There's a couple of things you should sign up for ahead of time, but other than that, it is free and open to the public. It goes through Saturday, April 14th through Wednesday, the 18th, and some incredible performances. Joining me is Sarah Pauley. Hi.
Hi.
And Nick Schenkel.
Hi there.
Welcome. We are looking forward to this. Is there any aspect of this that you're really looking forward to this year? It's the 37th year, and I know you've been involved for a while. Is there anything that just stands out that you're just so excited about?
Well, the beginning of the conference will be Saturday night, and that is at Temple Israel. And it is the Candle of Remembrance and the Candle of Hope ceremony. And so our local survivors will be there. And the Lafayette Children's Choir will be singing.
I know that there are all sorts of aspects, not only children singing, but there have been a great tradition of having the high school do a production. Is it nice to have all sorts of members of the community a part of this?
It is, because this conference is powered by not only people at the university, humanities scholars, and people in the community who have official positions, but also members of the community, and that includes students. So yes, there'll be a play on Tuesday night at McCutcheon High School at 7 o'clock, and it's free and open to the public. And it will be performed by McCutcheon students under the direction of Stella Schaefer. The play they're doing is called Dark Road.
Nick, I know there's activities at the West Lafayette Public Library, and I know that's probably important to have maybe even a different crowd coming in and something that is just a nice space.
That's true. We find that some folks are much more comfortable coming to the library or to McCutcheon High School, and we welcome you to come to both, to come to Purdue, obviously, as well. We're featuring two films at the library, Monday night and Wednesday night. Those are free, open to the public, and there will be a short discussion afterwards for those who want to stay. I know that scares some people, so you don't have to stay for the discussion if you don't want to, but you're certainly welcome to stay for the discussion. It's usually an engaging time where you get to learn and explore a little bit about what others felt about the film as well as what you may have seen.
I know that this had sort of a start in the 80s, and the very first one of these was in 1982. It's now, I can't believe, 73 years since the end of the Second World War. And I imagine that while there was sort of this call to mayors at the time to sort of look at the Holocaust, not all of them have maybe continued. I certainly hope they have. But is it nice to sort of have the 37th year?
It is nice to have the 37th year. We understand that not many communities have maintained this momentum for this long. So we're something of an anomaly in the country to have continued for 37 years. But I think that's because we have a kind of dual mission. I mean, first of all, of course, we want to honor the lives of those who were lost and the survivors of the Holocaust. But we also want to relate what happened in the Holocaust to the events of today's world. And that's what our Sunday afternoon conference events will be about.
There are some things that you need to sign up for. Is that correct?
Well, the one thing you need to sign up for is the Educator Conference. And that is a conference on Monday night in Lawson Hall that is for area educators. And it is free, but there are limited spaces. So you do need to sign up. And you can go to our website to do that, www.glhrc.org. And you can sign up there.
Sarah Pauley is my guest, as well as Nick Schenkel. And other than that, all the events are free and open to the public.
All the events are free and open to the public. We have the great fortune to be co-sponsored by the Ackerman Center here at Purdue, and they are responsible for the education outreach.
I was curious, this involves films, it involves young people. Tell us a little bit about the special guests this year.
We have Susan Abrams, who is the CEO of the Illinois Holocaust Museum in Skokie. Now, you may know that that museum has a long history, and she will talk about the origins of the museum, but also she'll be talking about the recent hallmark activity, which is the establishment of the Take a Stand Center. So she's going to speak about the museum's outreach to the community and their role in educating people about the Holocaust and about their responsibility today to improve our future. And our second speaker is Lee Hamilton, whom Indianans, Hoosiers, will know well. Lee is a former congressman, served for a very long time, and he is going to be talking about the role and the responsibility of community members to shape the future.
The conference goes from Saturday, April 14th through Wednesday, April 18th. There are films, discussions, workshops. You can find out more online, and we have links here at WBAA.org. Nick, as you mentioned, it's a great time to look at this and to think about this, but I imagine these activities lead to some incredible discussions afterwards, whether it's a talk back or discussion, but just to get to know some folks and to discuss rather important events.
I agree. And the theme this year, as Sarah noted, the themes change from year to year so that we keep this a topic, a theme that folks feel is going to relate to them today, as well as remembering the past, which is of course so important. This year, the theme is come to the table, and the idea of bringing people together to talk about topics that maybe they're not comfortable about talking with someone else, but by bringing us all together in a room around food, perhaps we can chat more civilly and actually learn how to discuss topics. That's one reason we have these two key speakers with us. We'll be bringing in folks from the Diversity Roundtable, from the Greater Lafayette ACLU, from the Greater Lafayette Immigrant Allies, Interfaith Leaders of Greater Lafayette, the Lafayette Urban Ministries Immigration Clinic, the NAACP, Pride Lafayette, Muslim Neighborhoods, and just a whole group of people. We're trying to get a broad range of folks who can talk about issues that are important to them and issues that are important to the community so that we can have that broad-based discussion both during the conference and, as you referenced, after the conference as well. We hope this continues as the year progresses.
Wow. Well, Sarah and Nick, thanks for coming in today and appreciate you talking to us.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.